final approval, so.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to let you know that, that it's not completely final just yet, but usually within 60 days, the findings are written and.
Okay, yeah.
It can be appealed up until that point.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Next case, please.
Next hearing this evening is case number 12,275. Beatrice Oliver seeks variances from the front yard setback and maximum fence height requirement for existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on a through lot at the southeast corner of Cave Neck Road and Sweetbriar Road. The 911 address is 16891 Sweetbriar Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, map 22, parcel 14. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 8-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback to Cave Neck Road for existing steps, along with a 15-foot and 11-foot variances from the required 40-foot front yard setback from Sweetbriar Road for a deck and steps. In addition, a 38.9-foot variance and a 35.3-foot variance from the required 40-foot for an existing gazebo. And in addition, the applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot boundary height for a fence in the front yard setback on a through lot. Staff would note we received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition and zero mail returns. The letter in support is from the owner of 16894 Sweetbriar Road, which is located opposite and raises no objections to the proposed variance. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Beatrice Oliver, 16891 Sweetbriar Road, Lewis.
Kevin Smith, 29445 Millsboro Highway, Millsboro, Delaware.
And did the two of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
Well, the initial request was due to an anonymous phone call about her fence being in the front yard setback on Sweetbriar Road, causing a visibility issue to the intersection.
Okay.
That was the initial complaint that drove the application. Once it was submitted, it was brought to our attention the other items that are on the property and are part of the variance request.
Okay.
Part of it is the steps. This property had a previous variance to put a modular home on the property. The size of the property is rather small and ill-shaped. So we got a variance to place the modular home on there. The plan showed steps in the front. However, I guess that wasn't part of the approval process. That's why the steps are part of this application. They were shown, but not specifically requested at the time.
Okay.
Then there's a deck behind the building that I believe you got a building permit for the deck.
Yes.
So the deck on the back of the home, they applied for a building permit, received it, got it inspected. It's located behind the house. It's shaped in such a manner so that it doesn't go past the corner of the home, because that's where the variance was requested, was from that corner of the home. So it's shaped a little differently. The gazebo, which was...
Wait a minute, let's go back to the deck.
The deck, yes.
So the deck's 29, it appears, in 29 and 25 feet?
Correct.
And there was not a variance approved for that?
No, she got a building permit to put it on.
Sure.
So therefore, they didn't believe they needed a variance request for it. The builder...
But it's not attached to our paperwork, correct?
What's not? The...
For the deck, the building permit.
There's no, yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
That deck was built 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. After I got down.
And you had hired a contractor to do
yes.
that? Yes. Who was the contractor?
Bird Construction.
Bird?
Mm-hmm.
BYRD?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
mm-hmm.
have an address for them?
I don't.
All right, well, can you call the office and provide them with an address? Because we'll ask our attorney to write them a letter.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Nick, the gazebo.
And then on to the gazebo. The gazebo has been on the property how long?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. It was previously located where the garage is.
Okay.
And where the gazebo was, there were two sheds. Once they built the garage, they removed the sheds. In the shed's place, they slid the gazebo, roughly the same size as the two sheds.
Okay.
And at the time, and through the inspections for the garage, it wasn't brought to their attention that it was in violation at the time. They just assumed that replacing the gazebo in the sheds was kind of the same. So that's why the gazebo is part of this application as well.
And can the gazebo be moved?
It's movable, but it's like right there.
It won't be able to be moved.
In the backyard in compliance?
It still won't be compliant.
But it could be moved in the side, possibly.
Is it possible to move the gazebo closer? It'll be closer to the garage.
Yeah.
Would be possible.
Well, but it would need to be 30 feet, is that correct?
40.
Yeah, it would be 40 feet.
40 feet from that.
40 feet, so I'm not, based on the, on at least the drawing, it looks like.
There's no way that moving it.
In the backyard.
Anywhere on the property will be in compliance with the setbacks.
Right, okay.
So they prefer to leave each structure where it is. That's why the application has been brought forth in that manner.
All right, now the fence.
Again, the fence, they hired a contractor who got a building permit to place a six-foot-high vinyl fence with the distances stated, and did they have a drawing in their building permit?
I don't think so.
Well, I see that you purchased that with the information you provided. You purchased that and had a contract with Home Depot for that fence?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? And in that job description of their contract, it does state, "The Home Depot will apply for and pull permit, actual costs will be added to the balance." So they charged you for doing that?
Yes.
And then they didn't do it right?
Correct.
As we found out.
Did you ask them to be here this evening?
Yes, I did.
And what did they say?
The guy that did the fence, he's no longer there. He's turned it over to someone else.
Okay, and did, what about the folks from Home Depot?
No.
They wouldn't send anybody?
No.
So you have this gentleman with you?
Yes, I do.
This is a family friend.
Okay.
So I work for the Kershaw Group.
Okay.
We're a civil engineering company.
Uh-huh.
And her previous application for the Board of Adjustment, she asked me to attend to help her out.
That's great. It's always good to have friends.
Yes.
Good deal, okay.
And with this fence, of course, she hired someone to do it the right way. They didn't explain to her during her process for the building permit that the height of the fence would be against code. As it extended past the front setbacks for the through line for both roads.
Okay.
If they had done that, the fence would probably only be two or three sections of fence. The rest of the fence would be required to be, what, 3.5 feet high?
Which Home Depot did you purchase this from?
In Lewis.
In Lewis, okay. And Mr. Sharp, is it possible that we could have a letter sent to the manager?
If we're so desired.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, proceed.
That would be great.
Well.
They wouldn't have purchased the fence and had it installed if they had known that they would be required to have all these variances, and in order to meet that code, having a 3.5-foot-high fence.
It's not just, you know, it's not just Home Depot, and it's not just contractors. We have people that sell sheds. We have people that, you know, do a lot of different things, and they have different people put them on without regard to the requirements from the ordinance. And so the more people we send letters, the better the word gets around, so. So now you need to address the standards for granting variance.
So There's quite a few of them on here.
Yes, there are five. And you need to convince us that you meet those.
So for the uniqueness of the property is at the intersection of two county roads. Sussex County Planning and Zoning stated in 2010, since this property has frontage on two roads, there are two front yard setback requirements, of which by code is 40 feet from the property line. And established of newly created lots within major subdivision, P&amp;Z has stated that corner lot should be termed as having short frontage. And we had, you guys had something similar to this about through lots. This is a very strange piece of property.
It is unique.
In my determination, I would consider it a corner lot. However, it's been determined by, I guess, planning and zoning that it's considered a through lot.
Correct.
And that's a whole nother process to have it considered something else.
Right.
So the dwelling has already been established and received Board of Adjustment approval in November 2010. The Board of Adjustment case number is 10,726. The property is only 13,109 square feet and is shaped like a triangle. This lot was created prior to the current zoning ordinances based on Chapter 115 zoning. The side yard setback would be 10 feet. I guess the 125-foot section where the fence is considered their side yard setback, if this is considered a through lot. I had written this based on this being a corner lot, so it may go a little
quirky. No problem.
Cannot otherwise be developed. Conformity is difficult due to the size, shape, and current zoning ordinances. A variance is necessary to allow the applicant to keep the existing deck, front steps, gazebo, and existing vinyl fence, which provides an aesthetic visual screening between the neighboring property as well as a physical property boundary demarcation. Current zoning ordinance would only allow privacy fencing approximately 50 feet, 6 feet in height. The screening is necessary. The property owner does not look directly into the backyard of their neighbor. They tend to keep, they store some things back there, and it's a little unsightly. She wanted to put the fence there to kind of screen her property from her neighbor. So number three is not created by the applicant. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property size was created prior to current zoning regulations. Number four was alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The addition of the 6-foot vinyl privacy fence has provided upgraded aesthetic to the neighborhood. Not only has it beautified this area, it has also screened the property from the neighbor. There have been questions about this particular property line in the past, and by placing this fence in the proper location along the property line, each property owner can be assured of the location of the actual property line. Photos were submitted of the site to show the location of the fence. The location of the fence does not restrict the site from the adjacent parcels, from the traffic along the roadway, or at the intersection. The gazebo and deck have been established in these locations since at least May of 2015. As far as minimum variances, it seems like there's a lot, but the applicant wishes to seek a variance on the existing front steps, the existing deck, existing gazebo, and existing fence placed along the eastern property line.
That it?
I believe that's all five.
So we don't need to send a letter to Home Depot because the building permit that was pulled says 128 feet of 6-foot vinyl fence.
Well, it's a double responsibility. The person taking the permit probably should have recognized that it's 120-foot property line, 8-foot, but it does state on the permit, you know, that the setbacks are what they are too. So, double-edged, right?
Well, they're asking for the height too, so, right?
Yeah. That's what, yeah, that's what they're asking for, otherwise.
The height, the department should have picked that up, that was not allowed.
Absolutely. But by the same token, the applicant should have recognized that, too. Well, 128 feet of 132, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Mr. Whitehouse is, I see a CO was issued for the garage.
Correct.
But no, so it's, no variances requested?
It wasn't included in the variance application in 2010. The variance in 2010 was 10 foot from the required 40 and 19 foot from the 40 for a proposed dwelling.
For the dwelling.
Replacement of these things, so it didn't mention the garage, but we did CO the garage.
Right, and therefore.
Some years later.
But now we realize we're probably going to need.
Correct.
One, if not two variances there.
Correct. So the applicants originally came to us for the variance for the fence, and what this seeks to do is to tidy up any outstanding matters.
Okay, so since we're not, it wasn't advertised for specifically a garage, we could grant the variance for the garage as well, because it was for a side yard, correct?
Correct.
And a front yard?
Is this one that staff is looking at doing administratively under the?
Well, since we're here, we might as well just go ahead and get it done.
And that's true, the board would have the ability to do that.
Yeah, let's clean up the whole.
I don't believe that there is a side yard variance request in the five words.
Not for the gazebo?
So we could.
Front and height.
And because we've sealed the garage, it may be tidier to just deal with that through the administrative corrective process.
And as the same with the side for the gazebo?
Correct.
Well, the gazebo would be, it's under 600 square feet, so that perhaps is why.
Yes, so the gazebo is achieving 8.8 to the side yard, so it could be five, so.
Okay.
So just administrative corrective process for the garage.
Yeah, I think that, when I saw the CO noted, I assumed it was being handled administratively, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Just wanted to make sure we dot our i's, cross our t's.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Any other questions from members of the board? Or Mr. Sharp?
Well and septic on this property?
Yes.
Okay, where's the well and septic located?
Septic is out, I want to say the front, on the side.
In front of your house?
Yes.
We know where that is.
Yeah.
So even further restricting where you could place things?
Yes.
And where's the well?
In the back.
Okay. Ah, it's on the side.
It's located somewhere in here?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, for future reference, that's your side. You got two fronts and a side.
Have you received any complaints from anyone about these structures?
No.
The only one was the fence, and they.
The neighbor and not be able to see around it?
Right. And based on, you know, the photos that were taken and, you know, actually standing in that person's driveway, you should be able to see the entire intersection. In the photos, I believe you can even see the stop sign.
How much space, you've heard Mr. Sharp ask that before, how much space is there from the edge of pavement to the property line? Do you know approximately?
From the edge of the road to the property line?
Yes, in the picture, the fence obviously doesn't go to the property line because it's 132 foot, according to county's map, and 128 foot fence.
If I was to guess, it's probably 7 to 8 feet.
7 to 8 feet, okay. So when you pull out to the road, then there should be sufficient line of sight to see traffic.
Yes, I believe I think there's a small shoulder on the pictures.
Okay, right. Yep. It appears that way.
There's a small shoulder. It's probably 4 to 5 feet, and then it's a travel lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So even further from where the cars are, because I'm looking at the survey, it looks like there's a edge of paving line, if I see that correct. It looks like that may be the gap there. It looks, I had to measure it, maybe 7 or 8 feet.
Yeah.
So even further from where the cars would be, is that right?
Yes. It, from here, it shows the edge of paving. There's actually a short shoulder.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'm in for the question.
All Very well. All right, is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that's in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. You picked good representation, by the way. Surely there's a motion, we won't let it die for lack of one, will we?
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve.
Very well.
Yep.
Is there a second?
Second.
You have a motion and a second, so by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
And aye for my reasons.
And aye too, for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just don't forget